This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
I hope you had a great weekend. As we recall, this is Monday, and it's time to chat some running with our returning guest, Tuan Feldman. And we're going to find out some of the things that he's done to improve his Ironman run performance over time. And big thanks to our sponsor before we get into my chat with Tuan to Wheel Science for bringing you this podcast. If you're looking for high-performance race wheels, then Wheel Science has got you covered. They are up there with some of the best in the world from a quality perspective. You definitely can't go wrong, but from a price perspective, they beat them hands down. You get all the performance at half the price. And for being a loyal Kona Edge listener, they're giving you 10% discount as well by using the Kona Edge as your coupon code at checkout. They'll give you 10% off your order. That's Kona Edge at checkout. And the URL to get to is thekonaedge.com/wheels, or simply click on the link in the podcast player below to get all the details. Welcome on to this edition of the Kona Edge. My name is Brad Brown. Let's chat some running now as we head back to Belgium to catch up with Tuan Feldman. Tuan, welcome onto the podcast once again. Nice to catch up.
Hello, nice to be back.
Tuan, you've got a bit of a, besides playing basketball, you were a pretty good runner growing up as well. And coming into the sport of triathlon, we all know that races are won and lost on the run. So having that sort of background has really helped you.
Yes, it has. Whenever I was younger and we did a race in school or whatever, I was always within the first, so I knew I was quite talented for running. My brothers, when they were 16, went doing athletics. At that moment, the shorter distances, but it was quite obvious for them and for me that we are better in the longer distance. And I'm in the beginning when I did triathlon, the running was my as well as my favorite, my best discipline, and much better than swimming and cycling. So and it's nice to be a good runner, because then you can catch up all the athletes that are before you, then that go before you.
Tuan, as much as it's your strongest and your favorite, you still have to work hard at it. I mean, it's not that it comes naturally, but you still need to put in the hard work. Tell me about some of the things you've done to improve your run since starting out in the sport of triathlon.
Cool. The first couple of years, I had some problems with injuries, especially around my knees because of playing basketball. So I had to watch out always not to run too much and not too fast. I think first couple of years I ran just too fast my exercises, my trainings. And now since 2-3 years, I'm just able to know, okay, you don't always have to run fast. You just have to do those kilometers, but they can go slowly as well. Just having one practice a week where you go very fast or faster than normal is good enough. Eh? And that's something that's changed throughout the years for me. So taking your rest, not going too fast. But of course, you have to do those kilometers as well. Just as with the bike, you have to do the kilometers running as well.
Dude, I find it interesting, and it's... You mentioned not doing everything at too high intensity. You've backed off a lot on a lot of your training runs. It seems mm-hmm. quite counterintuitive that you'd think in order to run fast, you have to run fast all the time. But you talk about the recovery and allowing your body to recover. Was it a huge mindset shift for you to move that way? And I mean, the results that you're getting, obviously you're improving, so it's obviously working.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's working, but I had some difficulty in the beginning. It was my coach who said to me, "Tony, you have to stop running so fast all the time." I think the average practice I did was at 4 minutes and a couple of seconds, 4 minutes, 10 seconds per kilometer. And now Suddenly I arrived at my new coach, and he said, "Don, you have to go slower, slower." And I had some difficult times with it. But you have to be confident, and you have to have confidence in your coach. So I did it, and I noticed, when I participated in a race, that suddenly I ran faster than before, or at least as fast as before. It was difficult to adjust, but I'm convinced I'm doing the right thing now.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's, like I said, it's counterintuitive. I mean, one of the things that I've picked up and through my business partner, who's a coach, is the reason, and I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but the reason you do that is because he was finding that most people were running the easy runs too hard, so that when it came to run the runs where they should be doing them really hard, because they were tired, they couldn't run them hard enough. So backing off on those mm-hmm. easy runs allows you to do your high intensity runs a lot harder than you ordinarily would.
Yeah, that's the thing, for sure. You are 100% correct.
Brilliant. June, tell me a little bit about your favorite run workouts. What do you love doing? What are your favorites?
I don't like, again, here, I don't like the shorter distances. I don't like doing 500 meters very fast or so. Just give me the longer distances where I can do the Ironman pace or the half distance, for 5K in a row or a couple of times 5K in one practice. That's what I like most.
What's the secret to running a fast marathon off the bike? I mean, obviously, it's one thing running a fast marathon, but after 180 Ks on a bicycle, it's a different story. What do you think is the key to running fast off the bike?
I don't know. Being in a good shape. But it's, I think for some reason with me, it has always been quite good. I mean, I come from of the bike, and I feel good when I start running. And there are other people that I know that are actually during training, they run as fast as me, but they get off their bike and it doesn't go that good as in practice. What's the reason? It's difficult to say. I don't know, actually. But being something very important that a lot of amateurs do wrong, I think, is going too deep during the race on the bike or in the swim. When you do the full distance and there are 20 minutes or whatever that you go too intense, you carry that with you during the whole race. And that's something I try to avoid, because then your race is over. I'm convinced of it.
Yeah. And those come back to bite you in the second half of the marathon. You might not know it when you get off the bike, but you'll definitely know it at the end of a marathon.
Yeah, that's for sure. That's for sure. You see a lot of the people starting at a certain pace, and already after 20K, they slow down a lot. It's normal that in a full marathon, that the last 10K, you slow down, and it's very hard to keep the same pace. But a lot of people just start off too fast, and already after 10 to 15 to 20K, they have to adjust their pace. And then it's better, I think, to start a little bit slower and keep that pace throughout the marathon. Then,
Dude, tell me, do you do anything off the run, sort of strength and conditioning wise, to help you sort of improve across the board?
Not enough. Thanks to being injured a couple of times in the beginning of my triathlon career, I noticed that, okay, I have to go to the gym, I have to do practice, I have to go to a physio. And so I do that, but that's the most difficult for me, because it's difficult to manage your time, manage your the work I do together with the training, and then that's just the extra thing that goes there. And although I know it's very important, and it's maybe even better to skip a training once a week and do those extra trainings in gym or with a physio, it's difficult. I try to Yeah.
I think it's I think it's something we all could definitely be better at. Toon, it's been great catching up once again. Yeah. I look forward to talking about your nutrition, but we'll save that for next time. Thanks for your time on the Cone Edge today.
Okay. Perfect.
You're welcome. Bye.
Thank you very much for listening to this edition of the podcast. And thank you to Toon as well for sharing his Ironman run advice with us. Before I go, big thanks to Wheel Science for bringing you this podcast. The URL to get to, if you'd like to get 10% off some incredible race wheels, is thekonaedge.com/wheels. And make sure that you use the coupon code KONAEDGE at checkout. That's KONAEDGE, all one word, to get 10% off your order. Until tomorrow, from myself, Brad Brown, it's cheers.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of The Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for The Kona Edge.